The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Loose ball picked up by Damian Austin. Austin on the drive. Kicks it back out for Stevens. He'll give it for Schreiner. Entry pass inside for Gillen. Gillen reverse layup. Good!
Tonight is live coverage of Kearney Bearcat basketball. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Kearney High comes up with it. Out left pass up ahead for Damian Austin. Austin kicks three in transition for Stevens, and it's good. Nate Stevens drains the three in transition. We're tied at 10.
All the excitement of Bearcat basketball is coming up next. But first is the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter courtside live right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back here to Norfolk High School as the Panthers playing host to the Kearney High Bearcats in a girl-boy doubleheader, and already one surprise on the night, and that was the Kearney High girls with a very impressive, in fact, fairly easy win against Norfolk, a final of 50-29. It will not be perhaps that easy on the boys' side. Kearney comes in 10-7 on the year. Norfolk is 6-10. They've lost their last three. However, they had a nice little stretch before that. They started the season on a real losing streak, losing their first five games of the year. But one of their better ball players, Blaine Roque, is back in the lineup, working his way back into the playing condition as he will again be playing tonight. He won't start, but he'll be out there. And that does make Norfolk High a much better basketball team. This is a rematch of a game that was played in the GNAC Conference Tournament to start the season. Start the holiday tournament. And Kearney High won that game in Columbus 70-56. So a 14-point win in Columbus for Kearney High the last time they played Norfolk, and that was back in December 27th. However, Norfolk is getting a little bit healthier, a little bit stronger. They are better. They are playing better ball, even though they lost their last three games. But that was at Burke, against North Platte, and at Lincoln Southwest. And those are all pretty tough matchups for anybody to play. So the Kearney High coaching staff really thinks very highly of Norfolk and knows that they're going to have to play very well tonight to come out of here with a win. Of course, Kearney High played very well last night, blew open a tight game against Columbus and won on their home floor, and we'll see whether or not they can travel here to the northeastern part of the state and steal a game away from Norfolk. And I'll tell you what, I was looking around trying to figure out why the Norfolk radio station is not broadcasting this game. I got it figured out. There's nobody to broadcast to. They're all here. Norfolk turns out very, very well for coverage of high school basketball. They come to their home floor in great numbers, and this is a gym not exactly filled to capacity. It was all year last year when they were rated number one or two in the state most of the season. It's not completely jam-packed, but your seating is going to be very limited where you can sit when you come to Norfolk, because there's a lot of people here. They support their Panthers very, very well, and this will be a tough environment for the Bearcats to come away with a win. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starters for the Panthers and for the Bearcats. We'll do that as we continue coverage of high school basketball here on ESPN, brought to you by our pregame show sponsors, New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with the starters right after this.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Welcome back here to the Panther Palace. I just heard it introduced here as Norfolk High playing host to the Bearcats. Let's give you the starting lineups. We'll begin first of all for the Cats. Ben Clark will make the start tonight. He is a 5'10 junior. Damian Austin, 5'10 junior, will make the start as well. Jake Wise, 6'2 and a junior. Ryan Cervantes, 6'3 senior, will start with Brady Johnson, 6'2 and just a sophomore for head coach Scott Steinbrook. For the Norfolk Panthers, their starters are these. Thomas Eaker is 5'10 and a sophomore. Stephen Metal is a 5'10 junior. Tyler Hagedorn is 6'8 and just a sophomore. Taylor Reedy, 6'3 junior. And at 6'4 sophomore, Cody Reistman will start here for head coach Brian Reese. And again, Blaine Rolfe, the 6'4 junior, will see plenty of action here tonight as well. Norfolk pretty young, but very, very talented. The starting lineup is brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. As we mentioned, Norfolk is 6-10 on the season, but they had a nice little stretch. They had a tough schneid to start the year, and then they had a stretch in there where they won six of eight basketball games, and then now they've lost their last three, but still they played some pretty tough competition, and the Bearcats think that they're going to be an awfully tough out here tonight. For Kearney High, leading the way per game scoring is Jake Weiss. Weiss is averaging about 12.5 points per ball game. Damien Austin right behind him at around 12 points contest. Ryan Cervantes, 8.8 points per ball game. So that's where the scoring punch comes from for the Bearcats, who come into this game after a very impressive win last night at home against Columbus. And they just dominated things in the late stretches of the second quarter, finishing the first half on a 17-0 run to improve the record to 10-7 on the season. We're going to take one last break. When we come back, the tip between the Panthers and the Bearcats as we'll wrap up the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustis Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate, they handled the insurance, they lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustis Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/EustisBodyShop, where we take the dent out of accident.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Norfolk High School as the handshake's going on. We're just about ready to get things underway here. Cervantes doing the jumping for Kearney High. And Tyler Hagedorn will do the jumping. And Hagedorn wins the tip. After all, he is 6'8". So first possession of the ball game belongs to Norfolk. And Kearney right now going man-to-man. Metal kicks the ball off and Eaker. Eaker's jumper's no good. Rebounded by Jake Weiss. Weiss will kick it up for Damian Austin, and Austin just a blur driving through the lane. They kick it back out. Now Cervantes will give it off on the right wing here for Clark. Clark works it back around. Damian Austin kicks back out here for Weiss. And back around we go. Kearney doing a great job snapping the ball around. Damian Austin kicks it off for Clark over there. Asking for the ball on the inside is Johnson, but they'll kick it back out for Cervantes. Cervantes gives right side for Weiss. Weiss top of the circle for Damian Austin. Entry pass on the inside, and it should have been held on to, and we're just going to switch turnovers. Damian Austin entry pass wasn't good, and then it was intercepted on the other end, and now quickly in transition coming back is Ben Clark, and Clark will head to the line. He penetrates, and he draws the contact, and they're going to call a block here on Norfolk. So we swap turnovers, and then after the turnover, Damian Austin got the ball, kicked it on that far sideline, and Clark drove in. got the block against Restman, and Restman with the foul. Clark with the free throw, and the first point of the ball game belongs to Ben Clark as he hits the free throw. Clark on the season is about a 75% free throw shooter, just a shade under that at last check. Free throw rolls around and good. But he hits both of them, and Kearney High with a two-point lead here. First 2 points of the ball game. On the bounce here is Metal. Metal working up against Damian Austin, and he'll get the ball between the circles here for Reedy. Reedy kicks left side for Hagedorn. Hagedorn looking on the inside, but Brady Johnson there is doing a great job of keeping the ball away from Restman. And they'll work it back around the perimeter. Hagedorn, 6'8", but knows how to dribble. And they'll get it off, and the drive by Reedy. Reedy lays it up and in. Hagedorn had it, basically handed it off to Reedy, and was able to screen away a defender with that handoff. So Reedy with the bucket, and Kearney in the offensive zone. Slowing it down is Weiss. He's going to give the ball for Damian Austin. He'll give it left side for Ben Clark. Clark enters it inside for Johnson. They back off of him, and cutting through is Clark, and Clark is hit on the way through, but they're going to say that he traveled with the basketball. Basketball inbounded by Reedy, and Kearney will put some pressure on. Eaker working against Clark. Pass up ahead on the run here is Reedy. Reedy has the ball knocked away by Damian Austin into the hands of Johnson. Johnson's going to give it back to Damian Austin. Austin passes it up ahead, and Jake Weiss will score in transition. Bearcats force the turnover and get a bucket on the other end. And Kearney High again with a two-point lead. A little spin move by Metal. He dumps it in underneath, and we got a bucket and a foul. A little penetration to bounce past to Reisman, who drove the baseline, caught the pass, reverse layup. He was hit on the arm, and he got the hoop and the harm. And we'll see if he can finish a three-point play after the foul by Ben Clark. For no folk checking in is Chase Hutchison. And Restman will come out of the game if he hits the free throw here. There's a sub trying to come in for the shooter, and the free throw is good. Norfolk has their first lead of the ball game at 5-4. And we've got a hold on the inbounds. As Damian Austin cutting toward the basket, and he was held by Tyler Hagedorn before Bearcats can even inbound it. They'll toss the basketball into the hands here. Ben Clark gives it back to Cervantes. Cervantes kicks it back out for his classmate, Jake Weiss. His three's no good. Rebounded by Damian Austin, who dumps it in underneath to Cervantes. And Cervantes will score. Give Damian Austin both a rebound and an assist, all by catching and snapping it immediately inside for Ryan Cervantes. Bearcats again with that one-point lead. Off of the cut, Chase Hutchison's going to dump into the corner for Rolk. And Blaine Rolk has his first points of the ball game. So back and forth we go. Norfolk with a 7-6 lead here with 5:10 to go in the first quarter. Dribbling is Clark. He'll give it back out to Cervantes. Damian Austin has it. Little ball fake. Austin kicks left side. Cervantes for three, and he hits the three. Ryan Cervantes, 5 points in the quarter. And Kearney again with a two-point lead. This game has never been further a point than 2 points. With it is Eaker. He'll fire a three, and he hits the three. Just dribbled to the right side. Kind of a step-back three. Not quite a step-back, more of a step-to-the-side three. And with the dribble here is going to be Clark. Clark gets it inside for Brady Johnson, and Johnson muscles his way up for the bucket. So a high-octane start to this one as the Bearcats again with a one-point lead. No team has led by more than two. Each team has had a two-point lead, at least one. If it is Eaker, Eaker will give it off on the right wing. And up is stepping back is going to be Hagedorn. His three's no good. Rolk gets the rebound over the top of Johnson. Shot no good. And again, the rebound nearly pulled out of there by reaching over the back, but Kearney High comes up with it in transition. They kick it up ahead, and Cervantes gets a nice pass from Damian Austin for the bucket. And again, Norfolk is just so tall, they get a lot of rebounds going over the back of the Kearney High players. It's not against the rules to go over the back. The penalty is for the push. And they've been able to use those long arms, get their hands on some basketballs, and Kearney's going to have to do a better job of boxing out here. Norfolk will inbound it underneath their own basket. They're just going to toss it in here for Hagedorn. Pocock checked in a moment ago, and so did Dakota Schreiner for Kearney High. With the dribble here is Hutchison. Hutchison will kick it off on the right side for Eaker. Eaker gets it on the corner, driving the baseline is Restman. Restman dumps it in underneath for Hagedorn. Hagedorn drives, shots no good. Ball is out of bounds, saved into the hands of Norfolk. And Hagedorn, he misses another shot and another rebound taken out of there by Hutchison. Now it's tipped out, and Cervantes can't come up with it. They're going to say it was last touched by Cervantes as Eaker and Cervantes doing battle all the way out to midcourt. And Eaker won that battle because he got it off the shoe tops of Cervantes and out of bounds. So a team rebound after the miss. And now on the drive here is going to be Eaker. Eaker on the way to the basket. Is going to be fouled. Going to be a push before the shot. And that is going to be on Damian Austin. Eaker to toss in here for Norfolk. And he'll just throw it between the circles for Hutchison. Hutchison kicks right side. There's Hagedorn for three, and he hits the three. Tyler Hagedorn strokes in the three-pointer. And we are tied up, and I think we're going to have a warning. Because they rolled the ball away, a delay. Yeah, there was a delay on Norfolk for moving the ball after it was inbounded. Instead of letting Kearney High inbound the basketball, they rolled it away. Not a technical, but next time that happens, it would be. So the warning, and Scott Steinbrook said, we got to make sure we got this straight because they actually pointed at Kearney High for the warning. Cervantes will hand the basketball off for Schreiner. Schreiner top of the key, kicks it for Pocock. Right wing with it is Cervantes. Cervantes on that left side gives it for Schreiner. Schreiner penetrates, kicks it back out. Pocock gives it top of the circle here for Damian Austin. This game played very quickly by both of these two teams. Schreiner enters it inside for Brady Johnson. Johnson backs in, and they're going to say his move started with a travel. So Kearney turns it over for the third time today. Two turnovers on Norfolk. And we are tied at 13, 2.5 to go here in the first quarter. The dribble here by Metal. Metal gives it top of the circle. Quick snap right side, Hutchison. Hutchison kicks in the corner. A little penetration, a little floater on the baseline by Reedy. A little bit strong, and they're going to tie it up. Cervantes and Rolk tie up the basketball. Possession arrow pointing to Kearney High. And Jake Weiss going to check back in here for the Bearcats. Schreiner, Weiss, Austin, Cervantes, and Pocock out there for the guys wearing the black jerseys with the blue numbers, white trim, and Kearney across the chest. Austin gets a little screen, takes it off on the right side, back out for Jake Weiss. Weiss gets a screen from his classmate, Ryan Cervantes, and he'll give it to him on the left side. Right wing again, here's Austin. Austin facing some man-to-man with the dribble, keeps it alive, kicks it in the corner for Jake Weiss, top of the circle back again here for Damian Austin, an NBA three that's a little bit short and rebounded by Hutchison. Hutchison kicks it up, and in transition, it is stolen by Damian Austin. He was running out, he was going out of bounds, just threw it behind his back, hoping to be able to find one of his teammates. He couldn't. It goes out of bounds, and they're going to say on the sideline, that's a break for Kearney High. I didn't think he landed before he went out of bounds. In any event, it's going to be Norfolk basketball. And they're going to inbound on the sideline. They toss it in here for Hagedorn. Hagedorn shoots over the top of Pocock. It's no good. And rebounded by Cervantes. Cervantes gives it up ahead to Jake Weiss. Weiss kicks it in the corner for Dakota Schreiner. Schreiner in the lane. Back out for Cervantes. Cervantes, they're going to say, took a little extra step with it on the start. So turnover on Kearney High. And with a minute 29 to go, it will be Norfolk basketball here in the first quarter. Tied at 13. And again, at halftime of the girls' game, Scott Steinbrook told us that this was going to be an up-and-down affair, and he was right. Metal kicks it left wing here for Hutchison. Hutchison on the dribble. Looks on the inside. Pretty good pressure being put on, but they get it off here for Reedy. Reedy gives it between the circles for Metal. Metal on the right wing. That's Hutchison. Hutchison will cycle it back around. The three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Jake Weiss. Weiss gets it up ahead to Damian Austin. Up ahead to Schreiner. Schreiner for three. Back the iron, no good. Rebound by Metal, and here comes Norfolk in transition. Pass up ahead, a nice catch by Hagedorn. Hagedorn then has it stolen away by Schreiner. Schreiner gets it up ahead. They lead Pocock. Pocock I don't know if he saved it or not. He didn't. In any event, it's going to be Norfolk basketball. They threw it a little bit too far ahead, and the Bearcats turned it over. Time of possession for both these two teams is about 0.9 seconds as they're very quickly trying to get the ball up court and score in transition. And it's led to a few turnovers for both teams. I've got Kearney with 5, 3 for Norfolk. And now driving here is going to be Eaker. Eaker off glass, too strong, and rebounded by Brady Johnson. Johnson will get it up here for Ben Clark, and Clark is going to slow it down. They don't have numbers, so he'll walk. And that has not been something that anybody with the basketball has done a lot in this game, is walk with the basketball across the timeline. A little pressure being put on now by Eaker. So Clark has 5-second count, has to pick up his dribble, give it to Pocock, and right back out here for Clark. Clark's used it up. He'll get it to Pocock, a dangerous pass, and it's picked up by Hagedorn. Wasn't a good pass to Pocock. Pocock did his best to try to handle it. He couldn't. It'll be a Kearney High turnover, and then I think the foul is going to whistle on Pocock, because if he doesn't commit that foul, it's a dunk for Tyler Hagedorn on the other end. So he commits the foul about 40 feet away from the basket. And Reedy's going to inbound it. Checking in for Norfolk was Brandon Villapando. And another turnover here by Norfolk. They threw it on that left side. Thought somebody was going to cut to the sideline. There wasn't anybody there. And Norfolk turns it over. Damian Austin going to check back in. So is Cervantes for Kearney High. So they're out there with Pocock, Schreiner, and Weiss. 4.1, rather. With the dribble here is going to be Damian Austin. Austin, 40-foot jumper off the mark at the buzzer. And we'll head to the second quarter, tied at 13. Norfolk and Kearney High deadlocked in a good one. We're back after this.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your field. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Quick. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Welcome back here to Norfolk. The Panthers and the Bearcats tied at 13 on the scoreboard. I'm looking at my scorebook. I have Norfolk for 12. I'll have to find out we're off by a point somewhere. It has to be on one of these. I don't know where it could be. In any event, it's 13-13 on the scoreboard. Norfolk's got the basketball. Losing it momentarily was Hagedorn. Hagedorn's able to track it down, and he's able to throw it back out to Eaker. Eaker gives it back out for Hagedorn. Eaker's got it in the lane now. A little floater. That's a tough shot. And it's rebounded by Ben Clark. Clark is able to get it up ahead here for Damian Austin. Austin's going to give it back out to Clark, and Clark's across the timeline with it. And he'll kick it on the left side here for Jake Weiss. Over for Damian Austin. Austin's picked up defensively by Metal. But Austin's going to drive. Wow, what a drive. And he lays it off the glass and in. Took it in on that left side. Just a very quick first step there. And Kearney High again leads by 2. Neither team has had a larger lead than 2. Rolk starts the second half here. He's got the basketball, and he's picked up by Brady Johnson. He'll pass it and try to backdoor Johnson, but Johnson stays right with him. Around the perimeter we go. Hagedorn's got it on that right side, working against Cervantes. And now setting up a half-court offense is going to be Eaker. Eaker gives it off on the left wing for Metal. Kearney right now going man-to-man. And with it is Hagedorn. Hagedorn's picked up by Cervantes, and he's near midcourt. Cervantes is staying about 6 feet off of him. And now that Hagedorn's used up his dribble, they'll kick it now right side for Reedy. Now here comes Eaker, a long NBA three that he banks in. He banked it high off of the white rectangle behind the glass, and it somehow went up and in. So Panthers again have the lead, 16-15. Clark kicks it left side. Here's Weiss, a high arcing shot that turns the net inside out. Jake Weiss strokes in the three, and the Bearcats again with a lead. They're up by two, 16-18. Drive to the baseline is Reedy. Reedy has stopped, a little post move, and floats it over the top of the defense. That's a nice play there by Tyler Reedy. Jake Weiss was right there with him. Damian Austin on the dribble here had trouble with his feet, and that'll be the seventh turnover on Kearney High. Corey Restman going to check in here for the Panthers, giving Roke a little bit of a breather. Inside at 6 minutes to go before halftime. And at halftime, we'll talk with, I'm sure, a very happy head coach, Jason Boyd. Interception, a steal here by Damian Austin. Austin gives it for Weiss, and Weiss is going to lay it up. Give a steal to Damian Austin and an assist as well as Jake Weiss lays it up. Here on the drive is Eaker, and Eaker high off glass will score. Quickly, up ahead, Clark. Clark's going to drive, dump it in for Johnson. Johnson gets the bucket. Brady Johnson with the bucket. Ben Clark with the assist, and nearly a charge there on Clark. But I think the Norfolk player was too far underneath the hoop for them to call a charge there. Restman's going to kick right side here for Reedy. Reedy with a little penetration, gives it on the baseline, driving his metal, shot no good. Offensive rebound by Restman, and Restman gets the bucket. And so we're tied at 22, 5 minutes to go. Weiss on that left side, gives it back out here for Cervantes. Cervantes to Clark. On the right side, Damian Austin has the dribble, will drive, jump stop, and it's going to be kicked out of bounds. Pocock and Schreiner in for the Cats. Norfolk will send Chase Hutchison back out there. And I think it was Roke who also checked in. Inbounds play. Jake Weiss, he'll fire a three. No good. Rebounded by Reistman. And Reistman gives it to Hagedorn. Hagedorn drives, and he is fouled. By the way, I thought it was Reistman until I heard the PA guy say Restman twice, and now he's back to Reistman. So I'll go with what I'm sure is right. It's Reistman. Eaker is going to inbound it here for Norfolk. He'll toss it in for Rolk, and they'll work it back around the perimeter for Hutchison. Hutchison kicks right wing here for Hagedorn. Kearney going a little 2-3 zone here. Kind of hard to tell because that's exactly where the Norfolk players lined up. Yeah, it's a zone. And they'll get it on the right side here for Hagedorn. Hagedorn dumps it inside for Reistman, kicks it back out, three-pointer up and good for Thomas Eaker. So Eaker strokes it in, and the Panthers now have a three-point lead. This is the largest lead that either team has had, 25-22. And driving up ahead, it goes out of bounds. And they're going to say somehow, I don't know how that could possibly be off of Jake Weiss. Diving to knock the ball down was Hagedorn. And Hagedorn rolled it out of bounds right in front of us. And they're going to say it went off of Jake Weiss. And I don't know how that's physically possible. In any event, it's Norfolk basketball. That'll be a Kearney High turnover. And they'll kick it back around here for Reistman. They enter it inside for Rolk. Rolk, nice pass. And Hagedorn's going to lay it up and in. Norfolk a little surge here. Now they got a five-point lead. They got a little break off of a bad call a moment ago. And now they lead it 27-22. 3:42 to go here. In the second quarter, timeout Bearcats. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
We're back here in Norfolk. A little surge here by the Panthers, giving them a five-point lead. So timeout, Bearcats. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney, as well as the high school concession stand at Kearney High. Kick on the left side, Damian Austin. He'll drive to the baseline. Floater good for Damian Austin. And Kearney answers back here a little bit. 27-24. Norfolk with the lead and the basketball. Rogue gives it between the circles here for Hutchison. Entry pass down low. There's Hagedorn. Hagedorn will drive, shoot, back the iron. No good. He was undercut a little bit. And Peyton Pocock trying to work him and saying, look, he's wrapping me with his arms. I'm just trying to get my position back after he wraps me up. And the officials aren't buying that story as Hagedorn's going to go line and shoot two. That'll be the second foul whistled on Pocock. And the free throw's up and good for Hagedorn. Hagedorn 6 points in the ballgame. 28-24. Panthers with a 4-point lead with 3:12 to go in the second quarter. And Scott Steinbrook just having a little discussion with the officials, trying to make the case that Pocock was making a moment ago. Second free throw is no good. Rebound tipped around. It's on the ground. And Norfolk dives on it. And they're out of bounds with it. Nope, they get the timeout. Norfolk actually fell on the ball. Make a pretty good heads-up play there. Calling the timeout with 3:07 to go. 30-second timeout here for the Panthers. We'll take it with them. It's 28-24. Norfolk, we're back right after this.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Well, I think that was Blaine Rolke who made that heads-up play, diving on the basketball down there and then getting the timeout. And they're working on a little bit of a elbow strap here for Norfolk's Corey Reisman. I think he might have had a minor cut. That's not a shoulder wrap. That's just an athletic tape. They're stopping a little bit of a bleeding there, I believe. Hutchison gets the inbounds after the timeout. And he'll bring in the offensive zone. They get on the baseline, back around the perimeter. Hutchison works it around, left wing here to Reedy. Back right side for Metal. Kearney going 2-3 zone right now. Right now there's Metal, gets it on the baseline. Jumper by Reisman, a little bit too strong. Rebounded by Jake Weiss. Bearcats will bring in the offensive zone. That's the third rebound here for Weiss in the first half. Pocock's got it, kicks it left side for Weiss. Weiss doesn't want to shoot over the top of Reedy, so they'll work it back around the perimeter. Now with it is Damian Austin. Austin's picked up there by Metal, and he'll give it top of the circle for Schreiner. Schreiner in the lane, bounce pass for Damian Austin. Austin had a little trouble handling the basketball. Now he'll take it to the free throw line. His pass is tipped out and diving on it. Coming up with the ball is Hutchison. And Hutchison, I don't know how he didn't travel with it, but he did a nice job when he got the ball of bouncing it once as he was sliding. And that's a pretty good play there by Hutchison as Norfolk forces the turnover. And again, they're just fundamentally solid and pretty athletic as well. 2 minutes to go here before halftime, and the Panthers with a 28-24 lead and the basketball. And again, they're going to allow Kearney to kind of sit in this zone as they just are going to keep the ball near midcourt. Right side, Reedy just playing a little bit of catch with Hutchison and Metal. Metal's got it right now. Now Kearney will extend the zone a little bit. They give it off on the right side for Reedy. Reedy will drive. That's a tough-looking shot. It's no good. And rebounded by Jake Weiss. And Weiss gives it up ahead for Damian Austin. Austin is shut off by Hutchison, so they'll kick it back out. And here's Cervantes for three. And his shot's no good. Pocock had his hands on it after it hit the ground. It was an air ball. And Pocock couldn't reel it in. It goes off of his hands. And so that'll be a Norfolk team rebound off of the air ball by Ryan Cervantes. Cervantes wasn't really open as they closed on him very quickly as he put up the shot. It might have rushed him just enough. Hagedorn will get it to Metal. Metal across the timeline. He gave it away. Now he's got it back. Metal does, and he'll get it off for Hutchison. Hutchison's going to direct traffic. And again, Kearney in a 2-3 zone. And Hutchison will bounce pass it on the left side for Hagedorn. They try to trap the basketball there, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. On the baseline, passing it back out is Reisman. Left side for Hagedorn as they snap it around the perimeter very quickly. Hagedorn has the ball knocked loose. Damian Austin, then he has it knocked loose. Kearney High falling down. They pass it out. Metal comes up with it. And the layup's no good, but it's going to be a foul. Well, Damian Austin had the ball momentarily, and then they collapsed on him. He was falling down, tried to pass the ball back out because it was going to be a turnover anyway, and it went into the hands of Metal, and Metal drove hard to the rack and was fouled by Damian Austin. So a couple of free throws coming up here for Metal, and the first one is good. 29-24, 34.6 seconds to go here before halftime. And Norfolk has a 5-point lead, their largest lead of the ball game. Make it a 6-point lead. Cats will inbound it for Damian Austin. Austin across the timeline. And Kearney might be working for the last shot here. If Norfolk's going to let him milk it for the last shot, I'm sure that's exactly what's going to happen. And still with the dribble is Damian Austin. And Metal is a long ways away from him. Now 12 seconds left. Still dribbling is Damian Austin. And we've got a foul. Reaching out there is Metal. Metal committed the foul. And after the foul, Damian Austin was trying to draw some contact. I'm not sure why they did that. I think now they want to pressure things with 9.4 to go. They have a lot of fouls to give. And they're going to inbound the basketball here for Damian Austin. Austin across the timeline. 6 seconds. He'll drive. He'll flip. He'll score. Damian Austin hits it. They inbound it. And a shot. Turnaround jumper from the corner. No good. That would have been a miracle shot as it was caught on the far sideline and thrown from about 15 feet short of midcourt. And it's off the mark as the Panthers head to the locker room with a 30-26 lead over Kearney High. A 4-point advantage for the Panthers. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, and we'll take a look at the numbers from the boys' game and hopefully talk with Jason Boyd, the head girls' basketball coach for Kearney High. We'll do that when we come back right after this timeout.
Mobile BankAll is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile BankAll from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile BankAll allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile BankAll is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back here to Norfolk High School. We are at halftime of the boys' game where the Norfolk Panthers have the lead over the Kearney High Bearcats 30-26 at intermission. Earlier today, right here on ESPN, we had coverage of the Kearney High girls who pick up a very impressive 50-29 win over the number 9 ranked Lady Panthers. And kind enough to join us to talk about the game a little bit is head coach Jason Boyd. And coach, this is probably one of your best road wins of the season.
Yeah, definitely. Probably best win of the season. It was a great win for us to be a top 10 team. I thought our girls gave tons of effort tonight, hustled all over the court, did our trap again. It's been working for us well. Been zoning a lot more than we have most of the year, and we just have kids that we've ran that for, you know, a number of years now, and we have kids that played for us for 2-3 years and are real good in it, and they move well. They're in the spots they need to be at all times, and we make it tough for teams to pass out of traps because we take away all the closest passes we can.
And as a result of that, you know, I mean, you forced, I had Norfolk with like 21 turnovers before it really kind of turned into that JV kind of game that it turned into at the end there. But forcing 21 turnovers and then in transition kind of getting your offense started that way.
Right, yeah, and that's the thing. We were struggling to score early. They were zoning us, and we weren't getting much out of it. We weren't hitting some shots early, and then definitely our trap helps with that. You know, helps us get some steals and go in transition, and then you know, it doesn't hurt that we hit some shots tonight too. You know, second quarter we had, I think we had five threes in the second quarter, and I mean, it makes you look a lot better when you're hitting shots. And tonight we hit some shots.
And I was going to talk about that little stretch there because it seemed like those 5 3 pointers came in the span of about 8, maybe 9 possessions that you had, and it just kind of that success in moving the ball and finding the open shooter and then stroking it in. That it just kind of fed itself a little bit as you guys just were red hot for a little stretch there.
Right, and that's what you have to. I think you have to do that a little bit to get a team out of a zone. I mean, especially because we struggle to score down low. So when we're getting zoned, we got to hit some shots. And then when we do, I mean, that helped because we got them out of their zone and they manned us, and then we got a lot of stuff against their man as well.
And again, it, just defensively, I guess that's probably what just stands out in my mind. You held Norfolk with 6 points in the first quarter, 6 points in the second quarter, 7 in the third quarter. I mean, you just, they never got into any real kind of offensive flow at all in the ballgame.
Right. I think the 7 in the third quarter were right at the very end. I know there was 5 in the last like 10 seconds. So, yeah, I mean, and we built our lead, I think, to about a 30-point lead at one time. I think it was 42-12. So,
yeah,
definitely happy with the effort. And it was. It was a defensive effort. It was an intensity. You know, yesterday, in fact, early in the game yesterday, I thought we weren't getting some loose balls. And it's not, you know, that's not characteristic of our team. And we got kids out there, you know, Peyton Cutterback, who dives for everything and, you know, goes after loose ball all the time, offensive rebounds all the time. It just gives you great effort. But Abby Ray off the bench tonight, those two actually are deep in our trap, and they were all over the place in our trap and making it real difficult for the other team.
You had a little stretch there where you played some really outstanding ball teams. You know, the Fremont was probably a game that you wish you kind of had that where if you'd played as well the last two nights as you did against Fremont, you'd kind of really be building a lot of momentum. But the last two nights have been very, very solid and a good time for it, too, because you look down the corner, some pretty good teams coming, but we're not that far away from district tournament time.
Yeah, and we beat Fremont, too. I don't
know. Yeah, well, I must have looked at the wrong one.
I was confused.
I do that.
we definitely have built a little bit, and we knew we had a couple games we could get if we played well. Tonight was one of those that we hoped we could get. We played well, and we played well with them. In our conference championship, we're up going into the fourth quarter, so we knew we were a team we could play with. And tonight, they were minus one of their best players.
Yeah.
And so that definitely hurt them. We understand that. We felt like we played well enough tonight to beat them, you know, anyway. And I told our girls that for sure because we played great. In fact, the first time we played them, Bradley only, I think she didn't have a field goal against us, had 9 points on a free throw. So, you know, so we knew going into the game, it was, we told the girls, you know, we still got to play well. It's not like their best player did a lot in the first time we played them and they beat us. So, you know, I just thought we played great. Our intensity was great the entire game, and it was definitely a really good victory for us.
I said Fremont. I meant to say Southeast, but I don't think I'm supposed to say Southeast. I don't think I'm supposed to mention that game at all. There's an amnesia there. There's where the black hole kind of came in. Let's talk a little bit about what you have coming up here pretty shortly because, that we're kind of picking up some momentum in the season. And Tuesday night at home against Hastings, you know, a team that's 1-12, you don't want to look past anybody, but you probably have the opportunity maybe to work on a few things.
Yeah, we can't look past anybody. I mean, a lot of times we don't score enough points to look past anybody. And Hastings is a team that just beat Adams Central, who has about, you know, it's a 7-10 team or something like that, and they beat them pretty soundly. So, you know, Hastings, we're definitely not looking past. They're physical, they're athletic, and they play really hard. And we know that they're getting better. They're young, and so they're getting better throughout the season. And just had a good win the other night, so. Hopefully we can get them and keep this going.
And then, you know, you end the weekend but traveling to Omaha Central, and that's always fun to play at Central, but you're going to take on a team that's 12-4, so, you know, keeping that momentum going is going to be real crucial when you head out to the old Capitol Hill in Omaha.
Right, defending state champs, yeah. That'll be a tough one for us. You know, we had one of those games last year like the one we had a couple weeks ago. So we hope we improve and compete with them and show that we've gotten a lot better from where we were a year ago.
Well, the momentum's heading the right way. Jason, definitely. 50-29 win. That's pretty impressive. Nice win tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jason. That's Jason Boyd, the head girls basketball coach at Kearney High. The Kearney High boys trailing at intermission 30-26. The Kearney High girls won earlier today 50-29. We'll take a quick break. We'll take a look at the halftime numbers of the boys game right after this. Thank you.
like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
And welcome back here. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Let's check the numbers here real quick for Kearney High. Leading the way so far is Jake Weiss. He's got 7 points in intermission. Damien Austin with six, all of those coming in the second quarter. 4 points for Brady Johnson. Seven for Ryan Cervantes and Ben Clark, also with 2 points. So leading scorers are both Weiss and Cervantes with 7 points at the break. Thomas Eaker leading the way for Norfolk. He's got 10 points here at intermission. 6 points for Tyler Hagedorn, 5 for Cody Reisman, 4 for Taylor Reaney, 1 for Stefan Metal, and 2 for Blaine Rolk, who's kind of working his way back into playing shape after being injured most of the year. It looks pretty good out there, but still only 2 points here at intermission. Again, at the break, it's Norfolk leading Kearney High 30-26 at intermission. So a 4-point lead here for Norfolk, and Kearney will have first possession of the basketball to start the second half. So the Cats inbound the basketball, and they'll face a little bit of zone. They get it off here for Austin. Damien Austin with the dribble. He's used it up, and he'll kick it left side for Jake Weiss. Weiss is going to fire a three. It's a little bit strong, and rebounded by Thomas Eaker. And Eaker will bring in the offensive zone. Kick on the right side here for Reedy. The entry pass in low. That's Reisman, and Reisman will hit the bucket. He's got 7 in the game. Got position against Johnson and was able to drive in there. Damien Austin kicks back out here for Clark. Back out for Cervantes. Right wing for Austin. Damien Austin's going to dribble up to the elbow and hit a nice little floater. Damien Austin with 8 in the game. And that'll cut that lead right back down to 4. Again, Norfolk is led by as many as 6. Kearney High is led by 2 on numerous occasions, as they led most of the time in the first half. The largest lead of the half goes to Norfolk. Backdoor cut, reverse layup now by Reisman. It's no good, but he gets his own rebound. He'll kick it and it out, and on the drive, a bucket good by Tyler Hagedorn. Reisman stuck with that. He got the ball on the baseline, tried a reverse layup, missed it, and was able to kick it out after he got the rebound. And that was a pretty impressive drive there by Hagedorn. Here they'll hand it off to Clark. Clark will give it off for Cervantes. And Kearney will kick it left side for Damien Austin. His three is off the mark, and it's going to be saved by Reisman. So Reisman will get credit for the rebound, and Eaker will bring in the offensive zone. Quickly, they kick it left side for Hagedorn. Hagedorn will watch people cycle through, including Metal, but he doesn't pass it to him. He gives it to Reedy instead. Now Metal's got it. Now he's going to back up. Kick now left wing for Hagedorn. Passes off somebody's hands, and it was off the hands of Brady Johnson. They were trying to enter it inside for Reisman, and Johnson was able to, win the battle in a sense because he kept the ball from getting into Reisman, but it's going to be inbounded to Hagedorn, and Hagedorn scores as they inbounded the base on the baseline. Quickly up ahead, they give it to Ben Clark. Clark thought about the three. 8-point lead here for Norfolk. They get it for Brady Johnson, and Johnson draws the body contact, and it's a foul. Johnson had it on the baseline, and now he's going to go line, and he's going to shoot two. This is the largest lead of the game for Norfolk. It's 36-28, and this is always kind of a dangerous time for teams when they play here in Norfolk, because Norfolk tends to build a lot of momentum at halftime. And this is always the most important stretch of any basketball game, in my opinion, the first 3 minutes of the second half. Both teams make their adjustments, and you have to build on that momentum. The foul, by the way, was whistled on Reisman. That's going to be his second. Johnson hit the free throw, and the second one is up and good for Johnson as well. So 36-30, and it's Hagedorn who's going to throw it to Metal, and Metal is going to be fouled by Clark. They threw it way up court, and Clark was trying to get the basketball, got his feet tripped up, and he ended up committing a foul. Now, again, he kind of pushed the Norfolk player out of bounds. Had he not done that, his falling down probably wouldn't have been called as a foul. Kick into the corner for Eaker. He's going to fire a three, and he hits the three. 13 in the game for Thomas Eaker. That is his third three-pointer. Up ahead, they get it to Jake Weiss. Weiss gets a couple of screens. Now he's going to hand it off for Damian Austin. Austin kicks to Cervantes. Cervantes in the lane. Floater off glass. Good. Ryan Cervantes, 9 in the game, his first bucket since the first quarter. Metal in the offensive zone. He's picked up defensively there by Clark. He'll give it off right side. Nice little cut here by Reedy. Reedy, though, is shut off by Weiss. They kick out, and Hagedorn strokes in a three. Hagedorn getting hot. He's got 13 in the game. Timeout, Bearcats. A 10-point Norfolk lead. 42-32. 5:17 to go in the third quarter. Timeout for the Panthers. We're back right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the EMT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Well, a little stretch here by Norfolk as their offense is getting hot as they scored 12 points in a span of about 2 minutes and 43 seconds, and they scored only 30 in the entire first half. So their offense very much in high gear, and Kearney only 2 field goals up to this point. That's not bad if you can slow down that Norfolk attack, but right now they're stroking everything in as they've hit a couple of three-pointers. Eaker hit one, and Hagedorn has been doing most of the heavy lifting here in the third quarter. He's got 7 in the corner, 13 in the game. And so another timeout here for Kearney High. And they'll bring it in the offensive zone. On the bounce here is Damian Austin. They'll get it off here for Jake Weiss. Weiss still has his dribble. He'll take it all the way in off glass, a little bit too strong. Rebound being fought for. Somehow Weiss comes up with it. His outlet pass is deflected and stolen away by Reedy. And then the pass stolen by Damian Austin. So here comes Austin on the drive. The flip, no good. Rebound pulled out of there by Norfolk. Hagedorn comes up with a rebound. And up ahead, they'll have it on the bounce. Reedy, entry pass down low for Rolk. And Rolk tries to hit the shot but can't. And it is a foul on the Bearcats. As they quickly get it up court in transition, bounce it up there, and Rolk now is going to shoot two. The foul is on Ryan Cervantes, his first. And I'll tell you what, that basketball must be hot because it's not in anybody's hands very long. Both these two teams are going up court very quickly. Rolk's free throw, no good. Hutchison checking in for Norfolk. For Kearney High, Schreiner will come in. Second free throw by Blaine Rolk is on the way and good. So he's got 3 in the game. 53-32, largest lead of the game here for Norfolk. They lead it by 11. 4.5 to go, third quarter. Damian Austin on the dribble. Takes it to the baseline, kicks it out. Open three-pointer here for Cervantes. It's no good. And taken out there by Norfolk, and then we're going to have a reach whistled on Damian Austin. Coming down with a rebound is Reedy, and then Damian Austin trying to get the ball back. Whistle for his third foul. Third team foul as well of the second half here for the Cats. Eaker will bring in the offensive zone. A bounce pass. Roke's got it. Roke, reverse layup, block. And Jake Weiss jumping around. And I don't blame him because I thought that was clean. Weiss is going to be whistled for the foul. And part of the block was by the glass, as Roke was a little bit too far underneath it. But in any event, he's going to go shoot two now. So Weiss with his second personal foul. And Rolk at the free throw line, and this one rolls around and no good. 43-32, Panthers with an 11-point lead. This is their largest lead. And Rolk takes his time at the line, in and out, no good. And Jake Weiss pulls down the rebound. His fifth of the game. Up ahead, they give it for Schreiner. Schreiner, bounce pass, a little bit sloppy. They're going to say his last touch by Norfolk. I think the pass was deflected, and Pocock trying to hustle it down, and one of the Norfolk players was the last to touch it. Austin gives it right wing for Pocock. Pocock giving up about 8 inches to Rolk, so they'll pass it off here. Hutcherson will pressure Austin as Austin's got the dribble. He backs up. Now he'll drive. Jump stop off glass. Shot no good. Rebound taken out of there by Blaine Rolk. And Rolk will kick it up ahead here for Hagedorn. Hagedorn will help work it back around the perimeter. And between the circles now is Tyler Reedy. Reedy looking on the inside. And now they finally get it in. And an extra pass here by Rolk. Down low. Pivoting up there is going to be Tyler Hagedorn. And Hagedorn, that's just not fair. He's got 9 in the quarter, 15 in the game. And now the kick out here for Weiss. His three's no good, and a lot of contact after Hagedorn pulled down the rebound. Hagedorn on the other end does what Brady Johnson does a nice job of doing, and that is he pivots, throws in that elbow, and is able to pin his defender with that post move. And Brady Johnson does a great job of that, and Tyler Hagedorn does as well. Timeout here for the Bearcats, 3:09 to go. In the third quarter, they trail it 45-32, a 13-point lead for Norfolk. We'll be back right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Well, to stop the momentum, Kearney High forced to call the timeout. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and at the concession stand at Kearney High. Norfolk will have possession here, and we'll see if Kearney decides to go with a little bit of pressure defense. Norfolk thinks they will because they've already got their press break set up, and Kearney High will oblige here. And pressure. Rolk's got it after inbounding it. He gives it for Hutchison. Back to Rolk. He'll give it off on the left side for Hagedorn. And across the timeline is Hutchison. Hutchison's picked up by Schreiner. Kearney going man-to-man right now. Pass on the right wing. Everybody cycles through as Reisman has it. Now Reisman's going to set a screen after passing to Hutchison. Hutchison will give it back out for Reisman. Reisman, top of the circle, going to direct traffic. Kicks on the left side here for Rolk. And Rolk gives it off left wing here for Metal. Metal will kick on the right side here for Rolk. And Rolk not going on the inside. Bounce passes it in, and it goes out of bounds. The last touch by Kearney High. And I don't know how that's possible, but Rolk, well, they're going to post him up here a little bit. As they get it inside off of the screen to Hagedorn. Hagedorn's shot's no good. A rebound taken out of there by Metal. And Metal is going to kick it right back out here for Eastman. Big size advantage out there right now for the Panthers as Rolk at 6'4". And also Hagedorn at 6'8". And everybody for Kearney High can match up with either one of those two guys. On the right side, Reisman's got it. We'll kick it off on the left side here for Rolk, and we've got a push fighting through a screen on Kearney High, and that's going to be on Pocock. And Pocock, after being called for the foul, knows he'll be coming out of the game with that fourth personal foul. So he comes over, and checking in for him is going to be Brian Burchell. And again, out there right now, Brady Johnson, the tallest Bearcat at 6'2". And we got a foul on the inbounds. That's going to go on Schreiner. So Hagedorn is going to go to the line for the front end of a 1-and-1. After the foul is whistled on Dakota Schreiner, his first, but the team's 7. 7 fouls on Kearney here in the second half compared to 1 for Norfolk. And again, when you're 6 inches taller at every position, you probably don't need to commit that many fouls. Okay, slight exaggeration. It's only 4. Hagedorn at the line for the front end of 1-1, and he rattles it in. Well, he's done everything else right this quarter. Why not? He's got 10 in the quarter, 16 in the game, and a Panther 14-point lead right now. Bending the knees, Hagedorn strokes that one in as well. Tyler Hagedorn having a nice game. He's a good-looking basketball player. Clark's going to kick on the left wing here for Schreiner. He'll get it off here for Brian Burchill. Burchill helps work it back around the perimeter. There's Schreiner off of a screen. Clark's has it. Clark will kick it off for Johnson. Now top of the circle, and it's Ben Clark. Clark can't shoot over the top of Hagedorn. And so they'll get the ball back out here for Ben Clark. Clark with a minute 40 left. We'll try to enter it in for Johnson. It's saved by Jake Weiss as it was errant, but into the hands of the Panthers. Don't blame Weiss for that one. That's a turnover. And they'll get it on the inside, and we've got a bucket and a foul. Burchill was down there, thought he collected the charge, but Tyler Hagedorn has gotten every other call, and he's going to get this one as well. They're going to call the push before the shot, I guess. Yeah, they're going to call the push before the shot. So the foul came before either the block or the charge. So they take the bucket off the board. And now Hagedorn is going to have the front end of a 1-1. They're going to call the foul on Schreiner, his second. And the free throw is in and out, no good. Rebound by Jake Weiss. Weiss snags the rebound, and he gets the ball back. He gets it to Clark. Clark will bring it across the timeline. Cycling through, Weiss has got the basketball. They all cycle through the screen here by Johnson. Johnson's going to roll after the pick. Clark's going to drive. He's in trouble, kicks it out. Schreiner in the lane. We'll take it off glass, and we've got a block. Whistled on Norfolk. Drive it in there is going to be Dakota Schreiner, and now Schreiner's going to shoot two after the block called on the inside with a minute four to go. Kearney has scored only 6 points here in the quarter. And at the free throw line for two shots is going to be Dakota Schreiner, and the first one's good. Foul on Chase Hutchison is just his first, team second of the second half. So Schreiner, a 75% free throw shooter, hits both of them. And it's going to be inbounded here for Hagedorn. Hagedorn gave it away, now gets it back. Kearney going with a little press here. And on the dribble is Hagedorn. Hagedorn kicks it on that left side. Eakers got it. Gives it right back here for Hagedorn. Hagedorn dumps it in the lane. Extra bounce pass. Cutting through there is Reedy. And Reedy missed the shot. Coming out with it is Clark. Ben Clark. Clark's going to dish it on the right wing here for Burchill. Burchill now gives it back out for Schreiner. Schreiner back to Burchill. Burchill will take it to the baseline. Falls down. Tips it out ahead to Schreiner. Schreiner has his dribble in the lane. Floater up. No good. Johnson ties up the rebound as it was also ripped out of there by Blaine Rolk. Possession arrow pointing to Norfolk. So the Panthers will have it. And David Erickson going to check in here for Kearney High with 26.5 to go in the third quarter. Third quarter has been dominated here by Norfolk. They lead it 47-34. Big reason is Hagedorn. He'll kick it up ahead here for Eaker. Eaker's going to kick it, drive into Metal. Metal will score. Metal on the right wing scores. 12 seconds left. Here comes Clark. Clark's pass, dangerous one, but picked up by Erickson. Erickson gives it off on the right side. Burchill. Burchill for three. Hits the three, and that's the buzzer. Well, a little momentum for Kearney High as they hit the three-pointer. But they still have some work to do as we head to the fourth quarter. 49-37, Panthers with the lead. We'll be back with the fourth quarter right after this.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division pro team design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
49-37, Kearney's got some work to do. They trail by a dozen to start the fourth quarter. One piece of good news for them, they'll have the basketball first, as Austin will toss it in here for Ben Clark. Cervantes, Weiss, and Birchall out there for the Bearcats. Top of the key with the ball is Cervantes. He'll fire a three, and he hits the three. So back-to-back threes, one to end the third, one to start the fourth here for Kearney High, and they cut what was a 15-point lead down to nine. 49-40. With it is Roque. Roque will dribble all the way out to the top of the circle, give it down here for Eaker. Then he'll set a screen for Eaker. Eaker will drive it all the way down to the baseline, dump it into the corner. With it over there is Reedy, and they're going to reset the offense. With it is Hagedorn. Hagedorn will get it off right side for Eaker. And work the ball back out. Driving here is Reedy. Reedy in the lane. Gets it inside for Hagedorn. Hagedorn's shot's no good. Rebound tipped out by a couple of Panthers. Coming up with it is Kearney High. And then we're going to have a reach. Whistled on Norfolk. I think the foul is going to go on Taylor Reedy. Reedy ended up knocking down Brian Birchall. But he also had the kindness to help pick him back up. Nice sportsmanship there as the foul is whistled on Hagedorn. And they're going to hand the ball off here for Jake Weiss. Weiss on the dribble. Going to hand the ball off on the weave here to Birchall. Birchall gives out right side for Damian Austin. Austin has it. Hands it back off here for Clark. Clark in the lane. Back out. Austin for three. And he hits the three. Damian Austin strokes in the three-pointer. Three straight trips. Three three-pointers in here for Kearney High. And they cut that lead down to six. And timeout for the Panthers to kind of cool down the hot shooting Bearcats. It's a six-point ball game with 6:40 to go here in the fourth. Time out, Norfolk. We're back right after this.
Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank. Five Points Bank.
Well, Kearney hits three three-pointers in three straight trips. Their first two of the fourth quarter, their last one of the third. And a 15-point lead has been whittled down to six. And the Cats will pressure the inbounds. Hagedorn is able to get it and then get it in to Reedy. Reedy throws it on the baseline. Pretty good pressure put on there. So they'll kick it out the middle, top of the circle. He'll drive against Damian Clark. His shot's no good, but there's a whistle. And that's going to be a couple of shots coming up here for the Panthers. It's going to be on Ben Clark. That's going to be his third. Clark has three. Damian Austin has three. And Peyton Pocock has four here for Kearney High. And here's a couple of free throws coming up for Stephen Metal, and the first one's good. So that stops the 9-0 run here for Kearney High and gives Chase Hutchison the opportunity to come into the ballgame for Reistman. Another free throw on the way here from Stephen Metal. They give him the basketball. He bounces it three times. Bends the knees, fires the free throw, and he'll stroke that one in as well. Austin quickly up court, drives, jumps up, and we've got a reach as he was kicking it back out. And that'll be a foul on Norfolk, a fairly rarity here, as it's only the fourth foul on Norfolk compared to nine on Kearney High. Off the inbounds, they give it for Damian Austin. Austin, top of the circle. Gets a little screen. He'll step back, hit a three. Nope, back of the iron. Looked on the money from here, and Metal comes down with a long rebound. He'll dribble all the way up. He'll kick it back out, and we've got a charge. Whistle on Metal after he dumped it off. He ran into Birchall, and they're going to call the foul on Metal, player control foul. So Metal with the foul, and that'll be a turnover here on Norfolk. And Kearney, trailing at 51-43, gets the basketball now with 6:10 to go. Austin brings it in the offensive zone here in the fourth quarter. Off of the screen, gives it for Jake Weiss. Weiss is open for three. It's a little bit short and rebounded by Metal. And Metal facing some pressure, dribbles across the timeline. Kicks on the left side for Hagedorn. Hagedorn's being pressured there by Cervantes. He dribbles out, now tries to cut back in. Pass nearly intercepted, but Metal gets it on the baseline, kicks it out for Eaker. Eaker's going to penetrate, and they're going to call a charge. Another charge. No, they're going to call the block. would disagree. Brian Burchill is going to be called for the block. And so that's going to be a foul on him and a chance for a three-point play for Thomas Eakert. There was moss growing under the feet of Burchill there, but Eakert finishes off a three-point play. Clark has a shot blocked, and it goes out of bounds. Hagedorn with a nice little block there. And it goes out of bounds. So Bearcats down by 11. Well, inbound it. Being hassled there is Hutchison. And a nice little tip there by Hutchison, and it's stolen away by Reedy. And Burchill trying to get the basketball back. Kicks it up ahead here for Hagedorn. Hagedorn working against Cervantes, and Cervantes and him getting a little chippy between those two as Hagedorn not liking the contact, and they're going to call a hand check foul on Ryan Cervantes. That's going to be a second. That's 10 as a team on the Cats. So to the line to shoot a couple is going to be Tyler Hagedorn, and I don't think you want to give that man the opportunity to shoot very often. Hagedorn will bend the knees, fire the free throw, and stroke it in. He's got 18 in the game so far, and a chance to make it 19 with the free throw here. Second free throw is on the way, and good. So he's got 19 in the game. Quickly, Kearney High kicks it up ahead here. They get it in the hands of Clark, who'll give it off on the right side for Schreiner. The lead back out to 13 now. Clark kicks it off right side. Here's Austin for three, no good. And Hagedorn pulls down the rebound. And he'll bring it across the timeline, working against a little pressure by Cervantes. Gets it out here for Hutchison. Hutchison back out for Metal. Metal hands it off here for Hutchison. Kicks on the left side for Reedy. Reedy drives, and he stepped on the baseline. So that'll be a turnover on Norfolk. Pretty drive. Inbounded here for Damian Austin, and he'll pick it up at midcourt. He let it roll all the way to midcourt. Try to save a little bit of time here. 13-point lead here for Norfolk. 4:43 to go. A catch and a shot by Weiss in the corner. His three is no good. And the rebound by Eaker. Eaker, they're trying to trap him. They're able to get it up ahead here for Hagedorn. And Hagedorn, that big 6'8 frame, has it. And we're going to have a timeout here for Norfolk. Ben Reese wants to call timeout. 4.5 minutes to go. His team is up by 13. They're going to talk a little bit about the press that Kearney High is putting on. Timeout for the Panthers. We'll take it with them. 56-43. Bad guys. We're back right after this.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustace Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate. They handled the insurance. They lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustace Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/EustaceBodyShop, where we take the dent out of accident.
Well, Kearney High's got a long way to go and a short time to get there, but there is still time. It's 56-43, 4.5 minutes left, and both teams have a couple of timeouts left at their disposal if they want them. In fact, I actually have Kearney High with having three, but the scoreboard says that they've got two. 10 fouls whistled on the Bearcats, so any foul they commit will send Norfolk to the line to shoot two. 5 have been whistled against Norfolk, so they've got a foul to give here. And inbounding the basketball is going to be Norfolk. Hutchison checked in, and he'll get the ball over to Reedy. Reedy kicks it up ahead here for Metal. Metal bounce pass on the right side, Hutchison. Hutchison kicks it back out here for Hagedorn. Hagedorn steps through and dunks. 21 in the game here for Tyler Hagedorn, and the lead out to 15. That was a pretty little step through and used that big long frame and just dunked it over the top of the defense. Austin kicks it back out. They get it to Schreiner. His three's no good. And rebounded by Reedy. That dunk might be the seal of doom here for Kearney High. Except it's stolen away. Austin with the steal. Austin off glass. And it's up and in and good. Damian Austin with the bucket. And he's got 13 in the game. Reedy facing some pressure here by Jake Weiss. 3:39 to go. 13-point Norfolk lead. 58-45. up high to make the catch is Hagedorn. Hagedorn feeling it with the shot. No good. Tip, and we're going to have another foul. The tip into the hands of Hagedorn, and that was pretty good work to tip the ball out into the hands of Hagedorn by Chase Hutchison. And as a result, Hagedorn got it and went right to the basket, drew the contact, and now he's going to shoot two free throws. The foul whistled on Cervantes is his third. And again, Hagedorn hits the free throw. 22 points in the ball game for Tyler Hagedorn. And the biggest two might have been that dunk just a little bit ago. Lead is 14. They've led by as many as 15, and now make it 15. 60 to 45. 3:28 to go. On the run here is Damian Austin. Austin's going to drive. He's spinning. His shot is blocked, and they're going to call a foul. And I'll tell you what, I think Stephen Mettle might have got robbed there. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Hutchison. I didn't even see him down there. The block was by Mettle on the shot. And they're going to say Hutchison with a little bit of a push there. And that might be the case. But the block by Mettle was clean. Austin's going to shoot two here. And the first one's good. Second free throw on the way here for Damian Austin. It is up, rolling around, no good. And another rebound here for Norfolk. Long outlet pass by Reedy, and there's nobody down there but Eaker. And Eaker lays it up and in. Hung on the rim there, not quite a dunk, but he laid it off the rim. Here's a three-pointer in transition by Pocock, and Pocock strokes it in. Long outlet pass again on the inbounds. Eaker with another layup. And timeout. 3:01 to go here, fourth quarter. Full timeout being taken by Norfolk. They lead at 64-49 with 3:01 to go in the fourth. We're back after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Well, Norfolk doing that run out after a made basket by Kearney High before the Bearcats could put on the pressure, and that might have been what Ben Reese talked about during the timeout before, and he's got another timeout here. He's only got one timeout left in the game, but he's doing his best to make sure he really doesn't need any, because it's still a 15-point lead, 64-49 with 3:01 to go. And Damian Austin will get the inbounds. He brings in the offensive zone. He's on the run, has the ball knocked from behind, and they're going to call a little hold here on Norfolk. And that's going to be, is it on Mettle? Yeah, that's going to be the fourth on Stephen Mettle. And again, that's a bit of a touch foul. And Damian Austin will go line, and he's going to shoot two, and the first one's good. Austin with another free throw. He cuts the lead down to 14. And for Kearney High, the clock is turned off. That's good news. Second free throw is up and good. So Reedy to inbound. And they'll kick it up ahead here to Mettle. Mettle brings in the offensive zone. And they'll get it back out here for Reedy. Reedy, a little ball fake. He'll penetrate. Kick it back out. He may have had a drive if he wanted it, but right now Norfolk looking to burn clock here. Hutchison has it on the right side working against Schreiner, and they double-team it, nearly tied up there by Damian Austin. Now they'll kick it back around the perimeter to Eaker. They're just playing keep-away right now, which is probably the smart thing to do, up by 13 with 2:25 to go. On the dribble here, Hagedorn, five-second count going on, so he'll find Eaker. Eaker will get it out here for Damian Austin. They'll get it off on the left side for Hagedorn. Hagedorn's going to drive. Hagedorn lays it off glass and good. Hagedorn doing a great job avoiding contact. Pocock was trying to collect a charge. Well, he didn't touch him. Kick in the corner. Here's Schreiner for three. No good. Rebounded by Hagedorn. Another nice play by him. And they'll get it up ahead. And we're going to have the reach. Committing the foul, Dakota Schreiner. And so now Norfolk goes to the line. Needle will go to the line. He's going to have two. Any foul committed by the Bearcats except for offensive fouls will put the Panthers on the line for two free throws. And the back of the iron hit by Needle, it's no good. 66-51, minute 55 to go here, 15-point Norfolk lead. Second free throw, good. 16-point advantage for Norfolk is their largest of the game. He rolled it up court. Damian Austin now snaps the left side. Jake Weiss, shot no good. Offensive rebound, Cervantes. And Cervantes will score. He's got 14 in the game. And Carney trying to get the steal. Hutchison has the basketball, and he's fouled, and he'll sprint to the free throw line. And he's going to have two free throws. That's going to be on Dakota Schreiner. That's going to be his fourth. So he has four. Pocock has four. Clark, Austin, and Cervantes each with three. Free throw rolls around and is good for Chase Hutchison. Second free throw by Hutchison. Ball is in his hands. And he'll fire it up. And back the iron, no good. Nothing but black shirts down there to pull down the rebound. So it's Weiss that comes up with it. And he'll get the basketball out here for Damian Austin. Austin out here for Pocock. Back to Austin. Austin's going to penetrate in the lane, trying to dip it back out. And there's going to be a reaching foul by Rolk. I think they're going to give it to Rolk. They're going to say two shots. He was passing the ball back out. They're going to discuss this. He was passing the ball out. I don't think, as much as I want Carney to get two free throws, I don't think he was in the act of shooting. He was in the air, but his back was to the basket. He was kicking it out. Now they're going to call him one and one, and that's the right call. Well, young Mr. Damian Austin, you can just hit the front end of the one and one and make that a moot point. And he does. So he hits the free throw. Makes it 68-54 with a minute 25 to go. And he hits both ends of the one and one. Checking in here for Norfolk is going to be Stephen Metal. Reedy to inbound. He gets the ball to Eaker. Eaker on that far sideline has the dribble. We'll kick it on the baseline here for Metal, and they're just going to play keep away, kicking it back out, kind of playing a little four corners here. And again, this is smart basketball, but it's knocked loose by Damian Austin. Austin tracks it down the corner, finds Pocock. Pocock runs in the lane, shot's no good. Rebound tipped out to Cervantes for three, and he hits the three. Timeout, Kearney High. Bearcats call timeout. They cut the lead down to 10 with a minute one to go in the ball game. Timeout Cats. They trail at 68-58. Minute one to go. We're back right after this.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Well, Kearney still has one timeout, and they're going to have to come up with a couple of nice defensive plays because they probably can't afford to send Norfolk to the line because any foul they commit will get two Panther free throws, and I don't think the Panthers will shoot poorly enough from the free throw line to help Kearney out unless Kearney gets really, really hot offensively. So Kearney's either going to get really hot offensively or going to have to make some defensive plays. And the long outlet pass to Hagedorn. And for whatever reason, the horn went off. And Hagedorn had the basket, the ball right underneath the hoop and was probably going to have the opportunity to lay it up and in. So something happened here and an inadvertent horn. Only 1 second went off. Norfolk's going to inbound it underneath the basket. That's a break here for Kearney High. And Eaker's going to inbound it. And they'll toss it in here for Reedy. That was going to be a layup for Norfolk. They get it out for Eaker. Eaker on the dribble is going to be fouled. And they're going to give that foul to Clark. So to the line to shoot two. Stephen Needle, who's 3 out of 4 here in the quarter. He's 5 of 7 here. The free throw's good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of 7 now with that made shot. He'll have one more coming up. Lead out to 11, and it's good. And they inbound the basketball to Damian Austin. Austin on the run. Austin kicks. Cervantes gives it back for Damian Austin. Austin spins, flips. Cutting in there is Schreiner, and Schreiner's shot's no good, but he'll head to the line, and he'll shoot two. 75% free throw shooter, 2 for 2 in the game. We'll have two shots after the foul was whistled on Chase Hutchison. 39 seconds to go here. And the free throw, good. For Schreiner. And Schreiner now with 3 points in the ball game, all of them coming from the free throw line where he's been perfect. And he remains perfect. He's 4 for 4. And inbounded to number 4, Hutchison. Hutchison working against, against Weiss. And on the dribble here is pass is going to be tipped. Cervantes with the interception. Cervantes has it. Cervantes kicks in the corner. There's Weiss firing a three. In and out, no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Dakota Schreiner. And Schreiner hits the shot. Give Pocock an assist there. Running in traffic. Here's Eaker. Eaker shot's no good. 11 seconds left. Kearney's got the basketball. Down by 8. On the dribble is Pocock. Pocock will dribble to the right side. Fire a 3. It's no good. 3 seconds left. Rebounded by Hagedorn. And there's your buzzer. Your final is Norfolk with a 70-62 win over the Kearney High Bearcats. Cats tried to scratch their way back into it, but they couldn't overcome a 16-point lead for Norfolk in that fourth quarter. They took away half of it, but they couldn't get the second half. The Cats now fall to 10-8 on the season. Norfolk improves the record to 7-10 as Norfolk avenges an earlier loss and they defend their home court with a 70-62 win over Kearney High. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame report. We'll take a look at the final numbers, and we'll talk with head coach Scott Steinbrook. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustace Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate. They handled the insurance. They lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustace Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/EustaceBodyShop, where we take the dent out of accident.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clearing.
Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to Norfolk High School. The Bearcats fall on the road, a final of 70-62, and you are listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Report. Get your game on now at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Let's check the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for the Norfolk Panthers. And Let me find my numbers here as they run the official stats off for me, which was nice enough for them to do. 25 points here for Tyler Hagedorn, leading scorer for either team, as he was 7 of 9 from the free throw line, 2 of 4 from behind the arc, and 8 of 16, shot 50% from the field, 7 of 9 from free throw land. So a nice night here for Tyler Hagedorn. He finished with 25 points. Thomas Eaker, a solid 21 points on the evening. 1 point for Chase Hutchison, 9 for Stephen Metal, 4 points for Taylor Reading, Cody Reisman with 7, and 3 for Blaine Rolk. For Kearney High, solid efforts tonight from Damian Austin. He finished with 18 points on the evening, 17 points for Ryan Cervantes, Jake Weiss with 7, 3 for Brian Birchall. He hit a three-pointer, 3 points for Peyton Pocock, 6 points for Dakota Schreiner, Brady Johnson also with 6 points, and Ben Clark with 2 points as well. For Kearney High, taking a look at the overall game numbers here, Kearney High was 13 of 14 from the free throw line. However, Norfolk was 18 of 25. So the percentage is better for Kearney High, but 5 more points from the free throw line thanks to 11 more free throw attempts here for Norfolk. And again, Norfolk was being more aggressive. They were driving in a lot more, and that's the nature of how this game went here. But again, they got the advantage from the free throw line, did Norfolk. Norfolk also shot the basketball rather well in the game. They shot 53% in the game as they were 23 of 43 from the field. And three-pointers, they were 6 of 8. They shot 75% from behind the arc, where Kearney High shot only 28%. Kearney High was 7 of 25 shooting the ball from behind the arc, 45% from the field. And so shooting definitely an advantage of Norfolk here, as Norfolk only tried 8 three-point attempts and shot 75%. Kearney shot only 28%, but shot 25 three-pointers. And Norfolk wins this one by a final of 70-62. And again, I want to say thanks to the staff here at Norfolk High School for giving us the official statistics here in the ball game. Total rebounds, Kearney in the basketball game with 21 rebounds, Norfolk with 29. So they were out-rebounded by 8, were the Bearcats. And so you take a look at better three-point shooting and also rebounding. The two stats that really stand out in my mind are Norfolk 29-21 advantage over Kearney High rebounding, and also Kearney was 7 of 25 from behind the three-point arc in the basketball game, and Norfolk comes away here with a 70-62 win over the Bearcats. Earlier today, it was the Kearney High girls with a 50-29 win over Norfolk in girls basketball, so a split here as the boys now fall to 10-8 on the season. Norfolk is now 6-11 on the year, and Kearney High doesn't have a whole lot of time to lick their wounds here, because they'll be back in action on Tuesday night, as they'll be taking on Hastings on Tuesday, as Hastings will come in with a record of 6-7 on the season. Once again, in boys basketball, final 70-62, Norfolk with the win over the Kearney High Bearcats. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll try to talk with Kearney High head coach Scott Steinbrook. We'll do that as we continue with the Misco Sports postgame report right after this timeout.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Filled your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters, with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Well, we're still hoping Scott Steinbrück is able to come out and join us. The locker room is a little bit further away here at Norfolk than what we're used to. We'll remind you that tomorrow, right here on ESPN, we'll have a couple of basketball games for you from the NBA. It starts with Miami at Boston around 11:30 tomorrow morning. That'll be followed by Oklahoma City at the L.A. Lakers. And then the NFL Pro Bowl, AFC versus NFC. Pre-game for the Pro Bowl will be around 6 o'clock, though. Kick it off about 6:05, so not much of a pregame. And again, those games right here on ESPN. And other than that, it's a pretty quiet day sports-wise on all of our network stations. No hockey on the Breeze or Husker basketball. And we don't, obviously, Sundays, we don't have a lot of high school games on Classic Hits 98.9 either. So again, Tuesday night, the Bearcats will be back in town. Back in Kearney, taking on the Hastings Tigers on Tuesday night. And don't forget, on Thursday and Friday of next week, we'll have coverage of the semifinals from the Fort Kearney Conference girls and boys basketball tournaments. And then on Saturday, we'll have the consolation and championship games for you. All those games, the semifinals and finals and consolation, all at the VO Event Center. And we'll have those games for you right here on ESPN next weekend. And on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. The same basic story is true, but insert the word Luplat Conference where you heard Fort Kearney Conference, as we'll have the Luplat Conference semifinals on Thursday and Friday, as well as the consolation and championship games for you on Saturday, again on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. So we will not be making the trip to Omaha Central next weekend. As that's always a fun venue to play in, and tell you what, Omaha Central's girls, and as well as the Omaha Central boys, obviously, you know, the boys are rated like number 18 in the country, and they are the top-ranked team in Class A, and that'll be a tough task for the Kearney High Bearcats when they take on the undefeated or the Omaha Central Eagles. As according to the NSAA, they have Central being undefeated. Apparently, those losses in the out-of-state tournament, they don't have them in the NSAA records. I'm not sure that that's accurate, but that's looking at what I've got here from the NSAA. That's what it says. The Kearney High girls, when they take on Omaha Central, again, that's going to be a pretty tough task, as Central 12-4 on the season and the defending Class A state champions at their own place. That'll be a tough mission here for Kearney High next weekend. But again, the Kearney High boys and girls would be prohibitive favorites on Tuesday when they're back in town to take on the Hastings Tigers. We're going to take one last break here and hope that we're able to hook up with Scott Steinbrück and talk a little bit more about tonight's game. A great effort, great atmosphere here for in Norfolk, and a great effort by Kearney High, but they do fall short in boys basketball, 70-62. And hopefully we'll be able to talk with the coach, or if we don't, we'll wrap it up when we come back after this timeout.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot, and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
And welcome back here to Norfolk High School. Again, a nice win here for Norfolk as they're playing better ball. They've had a tough schedule. They started off slowly, but Blaine Roelke is getting healthy, and certainly Tyler Hagedorn is getting things on track here as he finished with 25 points on the night. Thomas Eaker also a solid performance as he finished with 21 for the Panthers as they win this one by a final of 70-62 over the Kearney High Bearcats. Again, for Kearney High, pretty solid effort by Damian Austin. He finished with 18 points. Ryan Cervantes with 17 points. As really a good effort by Kearney High, but Norfolk just kind of outreached them. I mean, they out-rebounded Kearney High by 8, in large part because of their size advantage, and Kearney not able to stay in it by shooting over the top of a taller Norfolk team as they were 7 of 25 from behind the arc, and they hit, I think it was 3 of those, back-to-back-to-back at the end of the third quarter, start of the fourth quarter, and with the exception of those 3 shots, that about minutes worth of basketball action, Kearney High would have been 4 of 23 from behind the arc. So, again, overall, only 28% shooting from three-point land here for Kearney High. That kind of spells their undoing here as they lose it in Norfolk by a final of 70-62. And, again, I think we're probably going to have to wrap things up here. We're hoping to talk with Coach Steinbrook, but, again, the locker room is a little bit further away than they normally are and a little bit different. Maybe Scott kind of forgot about me, and no insult taken if that's the case, or he might actually be spending a little bit more time talking to his team here tonight as well. In any event, unfortunately, we won't be able to talk with Coach, and we'll hopefully be able to hook up with him next time. Once again, Norfolk with a 70-62 win over McCook. 70-62 win over Kearney in boys basketball. In girls basketball, Kearney picks up a nice win against a top 10 team on the road. They win it 50-29 over the number 9 Norfolk Panthers. So a split here for Kearney High. The girls win, the boys lose it 70-62. I'm Randy Bushgar. Thanks so much for joining us. For engineer Stacy Johns back in the studio, I want to thank her for all of her help, and all of our sponsors are helping us bring you coverage of Kearney High basketball, and of course you for listening as well. So that we're going to wrap things up, and we'll say goodnight everybody, and go Bearcats.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production, brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of the podcasts on our Platte River Radio network of stations, go to ESPNSuperstation.com.
The all-new ESPN Radio app. It's sports for your ears.
Super Tuesday features 2 games from 2 of the nation's top conferences. First, Deshaun Thomas and the Buckeyes host Big Ten big man Jarrett Bergeron in Wisconsin, with the Badgers hungry for another road upset. Then, Coach Calipari's Wildcats